The Fox City Score chapter and WHBY are pleased to bring you Biz Talk. Join Tony and Randy as they talk with entrepreneurs and professionals who share their experiences from starting to sustaining growth. Learn the skills needed for your business to be successful and get interactive by calling 281-1150. If you missed anything, you can catch the Biz Talk podcast at www.biztalkwithscore.com. And now, from the Myron Construction Studio, it's Biz Talk on WHBY.
Good morning and welcome to another edition of Biz Talk. We're really glad you joined us this morning. My name is Tony Bush in the studio this morning with Randy Melzer. Good morning, Randy.
Good morning, Tony. Looks like we're getting closer and closer to Christmas.
It is. So, yeah, we are.
And the end of the year, so a lot of things people need to think about.
And we want to remind everyone in our audience that the show is brought to you each weekend by the Fox City Score chapter here in Appleton, our Fox City Score chapter. We'll tell you more about what our chapter does in a moment throughout the show. But on behalf of all the members of our Fox City Score chapter, we'd like to wish you a very happy holiday season, a Merry Christmas, and a blessed 2018. Our guest this morning could be a really fun show this morning. Wayne Nolden is the owner of Fun Pros Events, LLC, and he is here with us to tell us about Fun Pros and his experience acquiring the business and how he's run the business since he acquired the business. So without any further ado, good morning, Wayne. Welcome to our program.
Thank you very much. I'm very excited to be here this morning.
Yeah, we're glad to have you here. At least you're settled down. You're not bouncing around right now.
No.
Tell us a little bit about Fun Pros yourself and what motivated you to acquire the business and what is it about?
For sure. What I do, I'm the CFO of Fun Pros. That stands for Chief Fun Officer.
There you go.
And what I do with that is we inspire fun through positive activities with inflatables, casino events, team building, game shows, and trivia.
And where are you located?
We're located in Wisconsin or in Appleton here, but we cover the whole state of Wisconsin.
So you'll put a show or a production on anywhere in the state?
We will, sure will.
If someone is interested in contacting you, how would they reach you to talk more about your business? Maybe schedule you for a performance.
I think the best way to reach me, I love talking on the phone to people, and my phone number is 920, the local area code, 886-3594.
Okay. And you also have a website out there, Wayne, where you are displaying the different things you have and what you do. What is that website?
The website is funprosevents.com, and on there you can find everything we do along with some videos of game shows we've done in the past as well.
Okay. Well, if you're listening this morning, you'd like to ask Wayne a question, maybe even inquire about how to schedule him to come and do a performance for your group, you can reach us this morning at 281-1150 here in Appleton, 281-1150. And if you're outside the Appleton area, you can call us at 866-887-1150.
Okay. Wayne, when we were talking, first getting started, the basis that you started for your business is what's called inflatables. You want to tell us a little bit about what those are all about and how you got into that part of it?
You bet. With the inflatables, we have bounce houses to large obstacle courses, and the way I got started in it, before I got into this business, I was a professional photographer, and at the time, the market was kind of going down in photography, and I needed something else to do, and I had been in business for 30 years and just didn't really want to work for anybody else.
Okay.
So I was able to found this business from a couple in the Kakana area that decided to get out of the business, and I was able to buy it from them. So it was a turnkey business when I bought it.
Okay, so all set. And how big are these things?
They range from weight-wise 150 pounds up to 1,200 pounds.
But I mean, as far as square footage, you know,
thinking about what I'm looking at, 80 feet long,
okay,
20 feet high. Okay. You need a truck to carry them around in.
And you need some space to have it if you're going to have an event for your picnic or your group or whatever.
Yep, you need some space, and I need muscle to help lift it.
Okay, sounds good.
Well, Wayne, in terms of marketing your company, what's your experience been as the most effective way to get the word out so people know who you are and then they think of you when they're looking for entertainment?
Well, I would say referrals, because it was a turnkey business and I did have some business before. I think the biggest thing, though, is networking. I do a lot of networking in the area.
Okay. And how do you do the networking? There's so many different ways to do it.
Yep.
What do you find works for you?
For me, I joined a business called B&I Business Networking International.
Right.
And we meet every week. And so going to this meeting every week, you meet the same people. And they refer business. And they are out. They're like, it's like having 35 salesmen out working for you.
Mm-hmm.
And then you need to join Chamber of Commerce's around in your area because they have a lot of after-hour events that you can go to that there might be 200 people there that you can network with at one time.
Mm-hmm. In terms of staffing, I mean, you said muscle, so you can't have old guys like Randy and me muscling these things around. You need to have some people not only who are strong, but the number of people you need for different shows must change a lot, too. It must be a real orchestration of balance there to get
exactly.
the right staff on hand.
We don't just drop off inflatables and set them up and leave. What we do is we drop them off, but we staff them because they can be dangerous if they're not watching what the kids are doing. So we're there to watch them. And I have between 1 and 40 people at times working for me in one event.
Okay.
Now, you mentioned staffing it to make sure the kids are not getting hurt, but adults can climb around on these things too, right?
Oh, for sure. We allow the parents to go into the bigger bounce houses and to go on the inflatables, the obstacle courses with the children because that interacts, you know, with the kids and they love playing with their kids.
Yeah. Okay. And these work for corporations, corporate parties, like a summer party for a corporation wants to entertain their employees and some of their guests, for example.
Oh, exactly. And you talk about inflatables, but we also do concessions. We have cotton candy, snow cones, nachos and cheese, popcorn that we supply. We also have artists, balloon artists and face painters that we bring along, as well as musicians and magicians that we can bring for you. So we can plan the whole party from start to finish, whatever you want done.
So if a corporation is looking to have a party for their employees in the summertime, you can bring all those things you just mentioned. The corporation doesn't have to say, let's get some face painters too. Let's get some popcorn too. It all comes from your group.
I'm a one-stop shop.
Okay. That's very good.
And I'll plan the party, help you plan the whole party so it takes all the pressure off the human resource people and they can just sit back and let fun pros do it all for them.
Now, I forgot that phone number you gave me a minute ago, Wayne.
All right.
What's that number again?
It's 920-886-3594.
Okay. Thanks, Wayne.
I want to go back to something you talked about as how you first got started in this business, and that is the terminology you used, which was called a turnkey kind of a situation. Can you kind of explain how that worked, what some of the planning or some of the things that went into actually going through a turnkey program?
Well, yeah, being a turnkey business, what that means is that you get to go in and there's already clients built in for you. You don't have to start from scratch.
Mm-hmm. It's a going concern. It's already a going concern.
Oh, yeah. And I think, you know, with the clientele already there, you just have to learn to work with them. And so I purchased the business from Greg and Tracy DeYoung here in this area. And they actually helped and stayed with me for about 6 to 8 months and went on events with me to get me going. Because, you know, with the clientele we already had, we had to make sure that we would keep that clientele.
Exactly.
Right? And so even though I was a good wedding photographer and I knew how to organize people, this was kind of a whole different ballgame for me with the trucks you needed and with all the heavy equipment and where to set them up and how to stake them in and make sure they're all safe.
Okay, so they gave you all the background material on that.
They did.
Okay, and when it came to the planning and so on, how did that work? Did you work with them on that, or did you have some help with certain organizations, or how did you work with that?
Oh, yeah, I actually went to SCORE myself.
Okay.
Yep, and they helped me put together a business plan, which I think is very important to have with any business. And in fact, I do a new business plan every year, and for my marketing, it really helps me because every year I add new services to my business that I need to expand into the next year.
Super. Okay. Well, great.
Wayne, I think you just nailed something there. Doing a business plan every year. Did you hear that guy cheering in the background?
I did.
Every business owner ought to do that because it helps them prepare for the opportunities next year and prepare some contingencies for maybe some surprises developing next year.
Yeah, I was really lucky. My father worked in corporate for a long time, and when he joined our photography business, he brought all that corporate knowledge to our photography business, which included the business plans and the strategic marketing meetings that we used to have all the time. And at the time, my mom and I used to look at each other like, why are we doing this? However, we learned down the road it was so important to have that. And now I actually have a business coach that we get together and we do my strategic marketing and my business plans, and we meet actually every 2 weeks, and he keeps me on course with my business.
Mm, okay. I bet that helps you sleep better at night, doesn't it?
Oh, it's unbelievable. It's like, to me, it's like having, here's an example I really think.
Sure.
A boxer or fighter, if you don't have that cut man or that trainer in the corner, you know, you're going to get knocked down and you need to get back up, and they're going to tell you things to do to keep going.
Sometimes we get too close to our business and we don't see what's going on.
Oh, for sure.
We need someone like your coach. Mm-hmm. You have your coach to point out to you, hey, Wayne, do this, or here's an opportunity you could pursue.
Yep, and they keep you accountable. That's the biggest thing.
Yeah, you can't rationalize to yourself. It catches up with you too fast.
Exactly.
Well, you said, too, the accountability. You mentioned that there's another part to that besides just being accountable to the coach that you mentioned to me that helps you stay accountable as far as...
When you pay for something, is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, so when you pay for a service... You know, you're paying for it, so you're gonna do it. It's like almost, you know, paying an expensive health club membership.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You're gonna go to it and work out.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay, so. If it's just free, it's not gonna be that valuable.
No.
To you.
And right. And that's the same thing with BNI or any networking group. If you have to pay for it, you know, you're going to go every week because you're paying for it.
And you get homework from your coach?
I do. I get a lot of homework, and sometimes it's real difficult, especially in my season when I'm working 100 hours a week, because I'm on, you know, I'm the salesman and everything, but then I'm also out on the job doing the events along with my people.
100 hours a week.
Yeah,
Didn't you start your own business to just work 20 hours a week?
Well, you think that, don't you? And, you know, I love that when people say, well, you own your own business, you can take off anytime you want.
Sure.
Well, you can, but if you're not working, you're not making money.
Yeah, that's right. But you're doing it right, Wayne. I was just being facetious.
Yeah.
It does take a lot of time because that's where the buck stops. It stops on your desk.
And I want to be the best in everything I do with my business. I want to be the best. And so to be the best, I think, you know, by working hard at it, you get there.
Now, you mentioned you cover the whole state of Wisconsin. Historically, where have you done most of your shows or your productions?
I've done them in Fox cities? Well, you know, here in the Fox Valley. But, however, I go to Wausau for big events and... I really go all over the place.
Stevens Point,
up
Milwaukee.
Yeah, Green Bay.
Go to Door County at all?
Haven't been up there much.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And we'll get into this in the next segment maybe, but planning those long trips takes a lot of detail.
A ton.
Yeah. And in terms of your equipment, you have to have trucks, you have to have trailers. Do you have little hoists or something that lift these 1,200-pound things out of the... truck.
Nope, those are called muscles. Just put them on a cart and pull them up the ramp.
Those are own personal little hoists. I understand how that works, yes.
Yeah, so that's why you need so many employees who are strong.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we're going to be taking our first break right now, Wayne. We'll come back on the other side. We'll continue the conversation. We're talking this morning with Wayne Nolden, who is the owner of Fun Pros Event Corporate Events LLC. And we'll talk to you after the break. You're listening to Biz Talk on 1150 WHBY and 103.5 FM.
Need help taming your business's financial beast? Albertson Hailing CPAs can simplify your financial situation and guide you from payroll to tax planning and more. Let's crack the whip on your business's finances, helping you feel more comfortable. Visit AlbertsHaling.com. Albertson Hailing. Personal connections, positive results. Securities and advisory services offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Tax and accounting services offered through Albertson Hailing CPAs, which is not affiliated with Woodbury Financial.
Have a holly jolly Christmas. It's the best time of the year. I don't know if there'll be snow.
Well, we have snow this Christmas. It's really good out there. It's nice and white. And welcome back to Biz Talk. You're listening to Biz Talk, brought to you by the Fox City Score Chapter. Our guest this morning is Wayne Nolden. Wayne is the owner of Fun Pros Corporate Events LLC, and we're talking about his business, how he got started, and the fun things that he does to sell fun to the community. Mm-hmm. Before we get back to Wayne, we'd like to tell you a little bit more about our Score Chapter. Our Score Chapter is known as the Fox City Score Chapter. We're located in the Fox City's Chamber of Commerce building. They've been a wonderful landlord for us for about 42 years, and we certainly appreciate their support. We're part of a national organization. There are about 350 chapters around the country. We are one of them. And the SCORE's objective is, the mission is to provide free, no-cost, confidential mentoring to entrepreneurs or those people who are starting a business. You can find out about the services of our SCORE chapter by going to our website at foxcities.score.org, foxcities.score.org. Fill out the application for a request for mentoring assistance and hit the send button, and someone will be contacting you within just a few days to schedule an appointment with you. Our services include marketing. We have experts in marketing, IT, legal, accounting, cash flow, banking, HR services. If you have questions about your company or you want to grow in your company, you have something that you need answers for, you're just looking for some assistance, check us out at foxcities.score.org. We have about 50 mentors who provide that counseling in an 8-county area from Appleton to Oshkosh to Fond du Lac. So check us out, foxcities.score.org. Before we get back to our guest, we have a caller on the line already. Good morning, Brad. Do you have a...
We had a caller.
Brad, you still there?
No, he's gone.
Okay, Brad, if you're listening, just give us a call back. I think we disconnected you here at the switchboard. Sorry. So, Wayne, we were talking a little bit in our first segment about how you got started and how you bought a turnkey, a going concern, and you took new ideas to this. But there's such a thing in your business in Wisconsin as seasonality, and we don't see a lot of bouncers out there right now in the snow. So how do you deal with seasonality, and do you have any strategies to spread the revenue around the rest of the year when it's white outside like this?
Exactly. So what I did is I went into corporate team building, corporate Christmas parties, and just corporate events or where they'll get together to do something fun for their employees. And so what I do with that is I also do casino events where we bring out blackjack, craps, roulettes, Texas Hold'em. We have a professional staff that comes with us and takes care of everybody. And then also went into game shows. I call it Fun Pros Feud. And it's the takeoff of Family Feud, but it's called Fun Pros Feud. And I also do trivia events as well. And so now I'm year-round. I do everything year-round.
So describe some of those events, like the casino event. What is that?
Well, that would be where we would go out. Like last night, I was at a casino event for a local company here in town. And so they had all their guests in there, and we had craps and blackjack and roulette. And so everybody comes to your tables, and we give them funny money. So they're not playing for real money. They're playing for funny money. And then what the host will do is they'll have baskets of prizes. And for every so much money, they get tickets so they can put in the baskets and win prizes at the end of the night.
Like Monopoly money or something
exactly.
Like that.
Exactly, yep. Yes.
When, you know, again, starting from the inflatables, how did you go into these other ideas? Where did you find these ideas? Where do they come to you from?
Well, you see people making money in other areas,
okay. And
you say, hey, I can do that too. And I only take on things that are fun for fun pros, okay? So I keep it within my fun pros strategy of what I want to do. And so I get it, and I go with it, and I find people that want to do it.
Okay, but as far as, what role does your client play in the changes that you've made so far? You know, how did that influence you?
How did that influence me? Well, they would call you and ask you, do you do this? And I would say, yes, I do that. And then I would start doing it, and it worked out.
So you didn't always know what you were doing when you started, but by the time you got there, we had it all put together.
Exactly. And, you know, anything you do, you just have to become an expert at it.
Right.
And,
okay.
You know, you have to learn about it. You might have to go out of your realm to do it, but you learn it and you do it.
Another one that you mentioned is your DJ trivia. Do you want to mention that one real quick?
Yeah, a good friend of mine from Green Bay called me one day and said, hey, I got this idea. I found this other business that I think would work for both our businesses called DJ Trivia. And it's actually a franchise that I purchased. They're from Lansing, Michigan. and purchase the franchise. And what I do is I go into local bars in the Outagamie and Winnebago area here, and I play live trivia. And the reason mine is different from everybody else's out there is that we actually project it onto the TV sets with a Bluetooth system. Mm-hmm. So when I ask you a question, it comes up on the screen along with the possible answers. So you don't have to be asked, you know, ask the person, hey, can you repeat the question? Because it's right up in front of you.
Okay.
That's a big thing in a bar setting. You might not hear the question.
Oh, exactly.
So be able to read it is huge.
Yep. And then we put custom music to every question. So if you listen to the music, sometimes it'll give you the answer to the question.
Oh, okay. All right.
Now, what's another area you spread into? Fun Pros Feud?
Yes, Fun Pros Feud, of course.
Explain that a little bit.
Well, you know, the Family Feud is so popular now. Any station, sure. It seems like during the day you go to, you see Steve Harvey doing the Feud show. And so I actually purchased a program online that we don't get sued from the TV because it's different.
Sure.
However, it's kind of the same. We use kind of the same concept. And so what I did is I went out, I built a Feud set. And so I bring this in a trailer, and when you come in, the people are like, wow, this is the Feud set. It is. And so I'm the host, and then I have a guy running the computer, and we play the Feud game, ask him questions, and we...
And who can do this? A family? A corporation?
You bet.
A church group? If a church group wanted to
exactly.
do this as a fundraiser?
And what's really cool about anything is we can customize the questions for this.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
So if we have a church group, and they're studying Corinthians. I'm sorry. I can't always read the questions either.
Sure.
On the Feud. But we can customize to whatever they're studying.
Well, that's really cool. And, you know, I'm thinking as a fundraising effort, nonprofits like hospitals, churches, schools, St. Vincent de Paul, Salvation Army, if somebody wanted to a goodwill, if they wanted to have an event for the community and do a fundraiser for their organization, you have a whole list of different activities year-round that would suit them.
We can really help them raise funds with either the inflatables or the casinos or the game shows.
Mm-hmm.
And we've done it in the past.
Now, you must have a whole bunch of pictures that you could share with the public about, or can you not take pictures of people on an inflatable? Or could you use those pictures to promote your business?
I have a lot of pictures I can show people and also videos. I have a really good friend of mine from Clintonville that has a drone, and he's droned some of my stuff this past summer. So I've got some videos that I can actually send people of our parties.
And even put them on your website. You could add those to your website.
Right.
It'd be great drawings. People would feel it better, what you do and the fun they would have.
Right. I need to hire some more experts within that area of websites and to help me put those on my website.
I think they're all under 18 years old, too. Not just kidding. There are a lot of experts older, but all that new technology is hard to keep up with all the changes. Well, we've come up to the minute where we're going to take our next break, Wayne, so we'll come back on the other side. You're listening to Wayne Nolden, owner of Fun Pros Corporate Events, LLC, here on BizTalk at 1150 WHBY and 103.5 FM.
I'm on my way out. I'm booked that day. I'll be washing my hair that night?
No matter what excuse you use, your business's finances won't fix themselves. Albertson Hailing CPAs can take the frustration out of your bookkeeping, taxes, and more. We'll help you understand and manage your situation. Visit albertshailing.com. Albertson Hailing. Personal connections. Positive results. Securities and advisory services offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA SIPC. Tax and accounting services offered through Albertson Hailing CPAs, which is not affiliated with Woodbury Financial.
I am attorney Sarah DeBruin, owner of Legal Business Edge, and I want you to know your options. Your legal business concerns are important to me. Legal Business Edge delivers value by working as a partner with you, our client, to help you understand your legal options. Focusing just on business law, we take the time to get to know your business and develop a legal strategy that will help you reach your business goals. Whether it involves intellectual property, contracts, negotiating for your rights, buying or selling a business, or organizing your business structure, Legal Business Edge gives you the creative legal options you need.
Sarah DeBruin provided our company solutions that saved us time and money, as the quality of her guidance and diligence provided creative solutions unparalleled by other attorneys.
Know your options. Call Legal Business Edge at 920-851-7761 or visit legalbusinessedge.com.
Rocking around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party hop.
And welcome back to Biz Talk. We're talking this morning with Wayne Nolden, Fun Pros Corporate Events LLC, and we're talking about all the fun that he delivers to you, his customer, anytime during the year, and a whole different array of different services and fun things to do. It gets to be really fun in the summertime when all the inflatables are out, but he's got so many other exciting things to do during the snowy, wintry months as well. Before we get back to Wayne, we're going to tell you a little bit more about our SCORE chapter. In the last segment, I told you a little bit about what our SCORE chapter does in terms of mentoring assistance, but we also do things in the form way of seminars, and we do trainings. Randy, what's on the schedule? What's coming up?
Okay, well, Tony, education is a very, very key part of the SCORE program, of course. Right now, we are putting together the calendar and schedule for 2018. That will be available, and you'll be able to see what's coming up on our website at foxcities.score.org. Right now, we don't have the actual dates and times, but we're looking at a number of specialized programs to help you, the small business, continue to grow and that type of thing. So again, go out to the website and take a look at what's there. The other thing is on the website is all of the different webinars that are provided through SCORE, which is the national organization. They have a variety of things on just about anything that you can imagine. So again, take a look at those. You can pick and choose what you feel is really important to your business, specializing in those kinds of things. Hopefully we'll have one coming up on QuickBooks coming up this year.
Yep.
We will be probably doing a series of different programs on starting your business, business planning, using the different accounting programs, one that you probably going to like, something on cash flow, I'm sure. So all of these programs will be available to you.
Yeah, we do have the website, Randy, as Randy mentioned, and we are we're trying to schedule a QuickBooks training this spring sometime after the tax season.
Right.
And we have one CPA and another SCORE mentor. Pat Riley's so kind out at New Horizons to let us use his computer lab. When the students come in, they actually sit at a computer and they can use QuickBooks on a computer. It's very helpful.
Right, and one last thing I just want to mention. You heard him rocking around the Christmas tree. It reminds me, I need to say thank you very much to all of the people who came out to the Christmas tree lot for the Y Service Club out at the Festival Foods parking lot this year. We sold 560 Christmas trees this year. The proceeds all go to the Y to help the kids there. So thank you very much to everybody who bought your trees.
How's your back?
I got to watch.
Good.
Yeah, like Wayne was saying, you know, that's why you have those people with those things called muscles.
You were describing the unloading of 560 Christmas trees.
Yes. Yeah, that's a handful of work. We have usually about 25 people there to do that job. We did it in about an hour.
Yep.
And, it's fun.
Great event. Good, successful event.
And
trees are gone.
Yeah, all gone.
All gone.
So
sold out early.
Yep.
Got to get there early.
Right.
Well, just tell them you'll see them next year, Randy, right?
Yeah, they start. Look for us the Friday after Thanksgiving.
There you go. Okay, we're going to get back to Fun Pros talking to Wayne Nolden. And if you have a question for Wayne, give us a call at 281-1150 here in Appleton, 281-1150. Brad, if you're still listening, please give us a call back. And if you're outside the Appleton area, you can reach us at 866-887-1150. Wayne, as we were talking in the last couple of segments, we wanted to talk a little bit more now about, like, liability issues. What sort of liability? I can imagine what they might be, but how do you deal with them? Can you describe them and how you deal with them?
Sure. I have a company that insures companies like mine that have inflatables and carnival rides. And so we have a pretty high liability that we pay. And the reason we do that, though, is to make sure the kids are safe. And another way we keep them safe, as I mentioned before, is that we don't just drop inflatables off. We stay there and make sure that the kids are playing the right way on them, and we've never had a claim in the last 11 years.
So your staff is always present at 24, every minute they're there, and nobody can be messing around. If they're caught messing around, they're cautioned to not mess around.
Exactly. We caution them, and if they keep doing it, well, we don't want to have claims, so we don't let them come on anymore.
Yeah, and usually the parents are in agreement with that because nobody wants to get hurt.
And we talk to the parents first, and most of the time parents can talk to their kids and straighten them out before that ever happens.
Exactly.
I don't think we've ever really kicked any kids off the inflatables.
Yep.
Another thing that you mentioned, though, too, is the maintenance involved in keeping these things up and all that kind of thing?
Exactly. I mean, the main maintenance for us is that the biggest compliments we get are on our staff, the way we look. When we go out on any event, we have a very nice polo on, and I supply really nice polos to my people that look really nice, and they have to wear very nice khaki shorts, or we try not to wear jeans at our events. And when we do go out, I also go out early. We set everything up, and I have my staff clean the inflatables while we're there and sanitize them. I just think it's good that the parents or who's ever around at that time see that we're cleaning them. And, again, we get a lot of compliments that my inflatables are very clean.
Okay, so maintenance is a really high priority with you.
Exactly.
Okay, and that, I would imagine, trips over to the rest of the materials that you use for the corporate events and games then, too. Everything is kept tip-top and...
Exactly. If it looks like something's not looking good, I try to paint it or, you know, so it because it shows on you. And you want that first time they see something is so important. It gives them that, hey, this is going to be fun today, or we're going to have a great time because just the way equipment looks.
So that's part of your marketing program as well, to make sure you look right.
Oh, of course.
Yep. Okay. Wayne, tell us, how do folks get in touch with you again if they wanted to call you and ask you about your program?
Well, again, my phone number at 920-886-3594, and our website is funprosevents.com. And by my website, you can go there and see all the different things we have, and we also have videos on there that they can see as well.
Mm-hmm. One of the things, when we started out the conversation this morning, you shared with us how you acquired a going concern company, one that was already operating, and that's different than starting up. But whether someone's starting a company or they're buying in a going concern as you did, the entrepreneurial talents of that individual start to expose themselves, they show, as you diversify into other areas. And you've explained already, you shared with us this morning, how not just inflatables, but now you're doing the Fun Pros Feud, and you've got the DJ business with the bars. You're diversifying and going into other areas. What else is on the slate? Do you have any other ideas coming up? There's always an opportunity to be ready for the marketplace, and business owners have to change to that demand in the marketplace.
Exactly. When you're an entrepreneur, you need to keep your mind like a funnel. You know, your mind needs to be a funnel at the top instead of just a straight pipe. Mm-hmm. And you got to look at all the ideas. You don't want to maybe do all the ideas. However, you want to keep it all open.
And be aware of them.
Be aware of it. And down the road for me, I don't even know what I don't even know.
Right.
That's how open my mind is.
Yeah.
So if I see something that pertains to Fun Pros that I can have fun with my churches and schools and corporate people, I'll probably do it.
Mm-hmm.
How long have you been doing? We didn't ask this. How long have you been in this program?
I'm starting my 11th year with Fun Pros.
Okay.
That doesn't seem that long ago that you bought that company, but time flies.
It went so fast.
It
did.
Cool.
And you say now you're up to as many as 40 people working with you? When you started that, how many did you have at that point?
Well, I hire people on an on-need basis. Uh-huh. That's kind of nice about my business. So if I have a great big party, I need more people, I'll get those people.
Okay. So you have a cadre that you can refer back to.
Right.
Great.
Yep. When people do want to use your services, what is the contract like? How do they pay for that? Is it all up front? Is it?
Nope. So what we do is once I contact them and they tell me, yep, we want to go with your services, I send out a contract with an invoice, and I require like half down to hold everything, because I have to go at that point. I have to find possibly 10 people to go out there, and they're reserving their time for me,
mm-hmm.
and I need trucks and trailers,
mm-hmm. yep.
and if we're going out of town, I got to reserve motel rooms for
yep.
everybody,
yep.
so I need half down to go out, and then when the event takes place, they normally pay me the other half that day
yep.
or before.
Is there a cancellation fee if an event for some reason cancels and
well,
it paid you half down?
Yeah, but if an event cancels, they pay me half down and they don't give me at least 24-hour notice, then their deposit is lost.
Okay.
Because I've got a lot invested at that point.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Well, you said, you know, when you were talking about this earlier, you mentioned those magic words of why you use this idea of having a cash in advance and so on, that I know lit up Tony's eyes. You said that was part of your, what kind of part of your program? Your cash flow, did you say?
Well, exactly. You need to have a cash flow, and with the deposits coming in, sometimes you need, you know, you use that within your cash flow to keep the business running through the slow months.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. Another thing too, when you're setting these things up, what kind of lead time do you have to have? If I'm planning an event, what kind of lead time do you need?
Yeah, what we do for lead time for setting up the inflatables or planning the event?
Planning the event.
I'll tell you what, you can call me and have something going tomorrow and I'll get it going for you.
Okay.
Because, you know, I have plans for everything. Everything I do, I've done a lot of, and we just use kind of the same plan to do the next one. Because they're pretty much the set up inflatables or get there, you're using the same concept that you've used before.
Okay, but for me as a customer, how long should I plan? What would you recommend that I do as far as planning it?
Well, if we're going to do a big picnic, I would like to have, you know, 6 months to plan it for, to help you plan it. And that's normal. I would say my normal booking is about 6 months out.
Okay.
Yep, that's good. And even the client can make some changes with you in the process before the event happens.
Exactly.
So they might have had another idea. Hey, bring the caramel corn, or bring this, or bring that.
Yeah, a lot of times they change their mind and what they might want to do, but we can accommodate anything they want.
So the big question, weather. I mean, outdoor events are subject to weather all the time. How do you deal with that, and what's your experience been with weather?
Kind of a joke around my house. My family call me my second occupation is the weatherman. You know, your phone is so great now because your phone will show you the weather coming in, and I'm always on that thing. And I try not to let myself look at the weather more than, say, 2 days out anymore because I end up stressing myself out.
Yeah.
So I try to keep it like a day beforehand because the weather can change so drastically.
Very quickly.
Not only do we have rain, though, but with inflatables, you have wind. And so with my inflatables, we do not set them up if the wind is like 25 miles an hour or over. We do not set these things up because it's just that safety factor. Even though they're in the ground with 3-foot stakes, something could happen. A bigger amount of wind could come up, and you don't want to be in the news for things flying around. You'd rather be in the news for other things.
For having fun.
For having fun.
Yep, good idea.
Yeah, I seem to remember in the news a year or two ago, an inflatable got picked up, and a child was in it, and it got blown away, and then it landed. But you stake yours down, and your rule is that you're not going to do anything if the wind is over 20.
Right, and that's why we have somebody at every inflatable, because if the wind does come up, they're out, and we take them down.
Yes.
Because the normal person is going to think, oh, that thing can handle that.
So it's all about safety, 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 and fun.
Yes.
Fun,
yes.
But safety.
And as an inflatable company, we have to register our inflatables with the state of Wisconsin and pay a fee for every inflatable I have.
Yeah.
And that's the difference between me and ma and pa shops. I conform to the rules. I have a state ID number. I pay taxes. I pay sales tax.
You're certified.
I'm registered.
Yeah.
And that's a big deal. And that's why maybe I do have to charge a little bit more than the backyard mom and pop shop, because I do all that stuff. And, you know, being a business like that, we have to do that.
It's a serious business.
Yes, it is.
It really is. People could get hurt, but, boy, can they have fun.
Exactly.
They can really have fun on your machine. I looked at them on website, 80-foot-long obstacle course.
Exactly.
Like 40 feet high, was it? Or 40 feet wide, 20 feet high.
Yeah, and, you know, it's really fun about that. Mom and dad can race their kids on it. And so, you know, they get to play with their kids all day long if they want to on my inflatables.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Sure.
Now, let's take a shift and say, okay, fine, you've done over the last years, 12 years, you've gotten to where you are now. What is your goal, or where do you see this going over the next few years? What are you anticipating doing with this business?
I anticipate having people, you know, working for me in management positions. And I'm not going to say I'm going to sit back and do nothing, because I love going out on these events myself. However, I don't like setting them up and taking them down. However, I like supervising people and being outside and just having a great time. So I see myself still doing this. Probably what's going to happen to me is I'm going to work and then die. I'm not going to retire.
You're having
because,
fun.
Yeah, I'm having fun, and so why retire, you know?
Exactly. I feel exactly the same way. If you're enjoying what you're doing, it's not work.
Yeah.
It's something you want to do in retirement if you're enjoying it. So if you're going to continue to do this and you want to delegate different supervisors to run different things, that actually frees time up for you to go out and sell and network and get more sales.
Yep, exactly. So now, even right now, I get to work on my business instead of for my business.
Mm-hmm.
For a lot of years, I did, you know, I did both, but now I'm transitioning into working on my business instead of for it all the time.
That's a good concept. That sounds like something that you got from your business advisor.
Yep, I've been working on that for a long time, and that's my coach and I probably talk about that every 2 weeks.
Okay.
Because it, yeah.
Yeah, instead of spending all of your time actually doing the stuff, but actually planning.
Exactly.
Okay, great.
Yep. Well, we're up on our next break here, Wayne. We're going to take our last break. We'll come back in the final segment, wrap up the show and talking with you, and we'll be looking forward to your biz tip. You're listening to Biz Talk on 1150 WHBY and 103.5 FM.
Subtract line 6 from 13. Put in box 5 on form 1040 EZ. Easy? Really?
Taxes can be daunting, especially when it comes to your business. From asset protection to payroll and more, we can help reduce the stress of your business's financial situation. Visit AlbertsHaling.com. Alberts & Haling. Personal connections. Positive results. Securities and advisory services offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA SIPC. Tax and accounting services offered through Alberts & Haling CPAs, which is not affiliated with Woodbury Financial.
Fox Communities Credit Union.
You know what feels good? Earning more money with your money. And right now at Fox Communities Credit Union, you can earn more with amazing rates on certificates of deposit. Choose the 19-month certificate and earn 1.60% APY, or the 54-month certificate with 2.05% APY. Earn more money with these amazing rates at Fox and do your happy dance. These great CD rates are only available for a limited time, so head to one of 22 Fox locations throughout Northeast Wisconsin or visit foxcu.org for details. Fox Communities Credit Union, helping you make life happen. APY is annual percentage yield, $5,000 minimum balance requirement, rates subject to change, penalty for early withdrawal, interest on all accounts is accrued daily, federally insured by NCUA.
Fox Communities.
And you better watch out, you better not cry, you better not bow, I'm telling you why.
And welcome back to Biz Talk this morning. We're talking with Wayne Nolden, who is the owner of Fun Pros Corporate Events LLC. We're talking about his business, how he acquired the business. It's a very interesting story. He sells fun, and it comes through in his voice, the way he talks about his company. And he's been at it now himself for about 11, 12 years. Before we get back to Wayne, we're going to tell you one more thing about our score chapter. We want to say thank you to the corporate sponsors who sponsor Biz Talk for you every weekend. Without their help, we could not bring you the show. And we want to say thank you to Fox Communities Credit Union, Alberts & Haling CPAs, Legal Business Edge, LLC, our newest sponsor, WBD, Wisconsin Business Development. And we also want to say thank you to Candeo Creative, Zach Pawlowski and his team in Oshkosh, built the website biztalkwithscore.com, where we archive our shows. We've been doing archiving now for 5 or 6 years. And we want to thank Zach and his team for helping us team that website. Also want to thank Jerry Mader and Larry Desch at the Business News. Every 2 weeks, they publish their periodical called the Business News, and they promote our program in their periodical. If you're in business and not subscribed to the Business News for only $20 a year, you really should be, because it's going to keep you informed of what's going on in the East Central Wisconsin business community. So, Wayne, we want to get back and talk to you a little bit more, but I'll give the phone number out first, 281-1150, if anyone would like to call in. Brad, if you're still listening, give us a call back, 281-1150. Outside Appleton, 866-887-1150. We were talking during the show about how you started the company and everything that just kind of took off. Tell us a little bit about, do you have any success stories, anything that you could share that kind of like, where do you get your business from? And success stories.
Yeah, so I would say my success stories are the people that just keep calling me back every year. I don't make a lot of phone calls. I do get new business every year, but a lot of that new business comes from referrals and networking. However, the business that calls me back, I do about 120 events a year, and I just think they're really happy with what we do. Mm-hmm. And out of those 120 events, I think I was at about 100 of them last year myself.
So they're repeats.
They're repeat business, and they just love what we do for them.
That's really big. That's really it's a lot of fun.
Yes, it's a lot of fun.
When you're talking about these events and so on, how large a group do you usually work with? How, you know, if I'm going to be involved with you?
With the company, you mean?
Yeah, as far as what kind of, you know, different programs and so on, how big a group do you usually serve?
Oh, I would say from 25 people up to 10,000 people.
Okay.
I have a client that has right around 8,000 to 10,000 guests that come every year. And I also do some festivals around the state. So I'll do a festival. I did a festival out in Wausau. I've been going out there for the last 5 years. It's called the Balloon Rally in Wausau, Wisconsin. And I think in 3 days, over 100,000 people come through there. And I'm the entertainment with my inflatables.
Wow. So it's not just a little something in the backyard.
No.
Okay.
So if you're at an event like that, do you charge a per-person fee?
Actually, I do. Yeah, actually, I do a wristband. I do an all-day wristband fee.
Okay.
And depending where we're at, the wristband fee is between $10 and $15 per wristband for an all-day.
As many times as you want to bounce.
And they can come back, come and go as they please.
That's really remarkable.
Exactly.
That is really neat.
And when families of five or six come up, I always give one of them for free. I always make deals with people.
Okay.
Because I want them to have fun, and I don't want to break the bank for them.
Exactly. Especially a family with a lot of children.
Exactly.
Like that. Yeah. You want them all to be able to go on and nobody be disappointed. We have Brad back on the phone. Brad, thanks for listening and calling back again. You have a question for Wayne?
Yeah, I was curious, is this something that Wayne does, and I'm sorry if I missed it, but is this something you do just in the state of Wisconsin, or is it something that's throughout the U.S.?
Well, right now I'm just in the state of Wisconsin. However, I'm from Minnesota,
okay,
and I do have some plans to expand my business over in the Minnesota area one day.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Well, thanks, Brad. That's a good question. And Wayne is planning on expanding. The way he's been going for the last 10 or 11 years, he's going to continue to grow. And what's remarkable is you didn't stick with just the inflatables. You went on to the game show pros feud. You've got the DJ business. You've diversified to round out your revenue generation throughout the year in Wisconsin.
Well, you have to do that because after October, it gets to be pretty cold, and that vinyl gets pretty stiff to be outside playing on the inflatables. So I was able to expand in those other areas to keep me busy all year round.
Do you have an indoor facility that you can set this equipment up and people can come and bounce on it?
I do not. I used to have a facility in Green Bay on the east town part of town. I had that from 2008 to 2011, but decided that I sold it and just decided to stay in the rental and the party planning business.
Mm-hmm. And tell us again, how can folks get a hold of you? Give us the phone number and tell the folks about your website.
Yes, you can reach me at 920-886-3594. And the website is funproseevents.com. A lot of S's in there.
Sure.
You can also, if you need to, just Google Fun Pros, and that will give you the phone number and website as well.
Make sure you Google Fun Pros Events.
Yes, Fun Pros Events.
Okay.
So anyway, that just a yes. All right. Well, we're getting down to that point, Wayne, where I get to do my fun thing, which is to ask you for your business tip. You've gone through a lot of things. What is your bit of wisdom that you'd pass on to people out there who are thinking about getting into business?
Oh, I would definitely call SCORE. I mean, everything that you do, if they would follow everything you do, I can't see why they would not be successful in their business with all the programs you have. Secondly, hang out with really positive people, and that might mean getting rid of some of your best friends that cut you down because they're jealous of what you're doing. And if you need to do that, you do that. Join a networking group or network a lot with positive people. Just stay around positive people that are in business possibly, whatever it might be, and they'll keep you going.
Great advice.
Good advice, Wayne. Thank you very much for the endorsement for SCORE, and thanks for being our guest this morning on the show.
Well, thank you very much.
It was fun to have you here.
Thank you.
We want to say thank you to everyone for listening, and also want to tell you that we will not be on the air next week or the following week due to the Christmas and New Year holiday weekends, but we will be back on the air on January 6th. So we wish you all a very Merry Christmas. We wish you a blessed 2018, and tune in again next year. You've been listening to BizTalk on 1150 WHBY at 103.5 FM.